It's your girl, Rove to the Rove to the Rovi.
It's Vixen J.
Am I being a little bit ignorant here?
Well, I will be the sophisticated one for both of us.
Welcome to, not welcome, what the
fuck? I think we're trying to say, follow the show on Spotify and support, please.
Listen to the ignorance with a splash of sophistication.
Every other week.
All right, okay. Well, you've evolved. I've grown another year. We're both growing. This year has been a year.
We're growing.
What was that song?
We're growing. Okay. Now I got to take away your Caribbean cards too?
No. It wasn't that. You just said two words and I'm expected to know the lyrics.
I mean, wow. Okay.
I'm not good with music, unfortunately. I wish. No. It's not to say I don't know music, but it's like, if you do that, and I'm supposed to like fill in the rest of the lyrics, I can't. I'm not great at that. I can be much better.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's not. You don't have to be sorry. My musical ignorance has nothing to do with anyone else. Unfortunately, it's just like I'm bad with names, so I'm already bad with song titles, and I could be much better, but it's not.
Are you good with months?
Yes.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Nothing's happening. We can start, just dive right into our topic today.
Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again.
We've decided that this year we are going to do a year recap of 2023, the ups, the downs, the ratchetness, the wildness, and everything in between. In case you guys haven't been living the same year we have been living, we're just going to give you a recap of all the shenanigans that have happened. And yeah, we live this year that has been a year. So do you want to kick us off with January? Because I can't even remember yesterday, much less. But yes, let's start off with what's been going down in January, or what happened in January. Little recap, if you will.
Well, starting the year off is something that we all look forward to. Unfortunately for this year, now that I am part of a state that I shall remain nameless,
Mr.
Ron DeSantis, don't do that. Don't do that. I am a Brooklyn girl. I am a Brooklyn girl.
Living in a Miami world, but
Your friend Ron DeSantis decided to ban African American studies in school. And that was a big, big, big take right before Black History Month. We all knew it was coming, but it solidified in January of 2023. Poor 2023 started off rough for us. And by doing so, it just takes away everything from any child learning about what's happening, especially Black children, about what's happening for their history. And that was something that a lot of teachers I know down here physically went on the front lines, just banning, any type of recourse that he said with that. And there were teachers who definitely still taught different types of Black history, regardless of what he said, even though it's quote unquote banned. I don't know what kind of dystopian world he's trying to build in Florida, but it's never going to work. And especially in the age where we have technology, like when I was growing up, I had to go to an encyclopedia in the library to find out things. You could just pull out your phone now and say, oh, is the teacher right, teacher wrong? And then you can have a debate right there with your teacher. So by banning, in a sense, it just makes children want to learn more. What I mean? They're going to want to find out if it's actually true, if it's false, fact check. This is what kids do.
As they should, because in the past, we only had encyclopedias in the library to, check our work. And you can't even count on the actual textbooks at school these days, because they probably haven't been updated in that long.
Do they use textbooks in school?
I don't know. I don't go to school.
Yeah.
But, I'm just saying. If they do, they're more than likely out of date. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure schools these days have like smart boards and all these things where, information can be searched, but... I'm just talking about how typically when it comes to like literature and things in these schools, the information is not accurate, the curriculum is not up to date, so they're regurgitating the same bullshit Like, you know what I mean? So it's just wild how this man, this potato head man, was trying to ban it.
Potato head
and,
man.
I mean, he looks like a potato head. I don't know. But to me. But yeah, it's just wild how he was trying to ban those things in school. But thankfully, that shit did not go down. So the kids will be all right.
Kids will be all right. Also in January, we found out your girl Krishan got pregnant by Blueface, and we all know what happened throughout the year, but this was just the beginning of
I feel like the snowball moment she effect got pregnant, happened. I should have muted her on Twitter and everything else immediately.
Why?
Because if I knew that they would just continuously pop up on my timeline, I would have avoided all the bullshit a long time ago.
Everything that I know about them,
I don't get the allure. I didn't ask. I know they were on a reality show. I just don't.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they had their own reality show, but other than that, I don't understand where they came from, how they got so popular. I guess it's just the ratchetness of it all, but I
don't even see ratchetness. It looks like it's just degrading psychologically. Like everything that I know about them is just from social media and only because I'm scrolling. It's just being force fed down my throat.
The problem is that we're learning about them through social media and not anywhere else. Like homeboy was claimed to be abusive to her and they used to fight a lot and the parents got involved. It was just, the less I hear of Blueface and Christian, the better for my personal.
But what I'll say is that whoever is their marketing guru, once I have my business up and running, I'm hitting them up. Hey, how y'all did that? I still want to be on somebody's timeline and they don't know anything about me. So kudos to whoever their marketing team is. So shout out to them. Lastly, there was one thing I didn't even know about these people too. They were force fed down my throat. And this was a shock to my mom, TJ Holmes and Amy Roback.
That was
a huge,
the hot
huge
couple, the hot news couple. Oh, baby. Yes.
I had, you know, I don't watch news like that, but you know, older generations, they watch news like clockwork. So I was just scrolling on Twitter and I saw this and I was like, hey mom, do you know what's happening with these people? And she was like, what? I was like, look, he got his hands in her pants in the tabloid. She was like, oh my goodness, they're both married. And I was like, well, they're boinking each other now. And I don't know what's going to happen. Every day you see them together, they're boinking, they're pretending. And they were both were married at the time.
It was very evident. Oh, they were not hiding it well, if they were trying to at all. But yeah, no, they finally decided to step out in the truth. I love that for them. Because hashtag love wins at the end of the day.
Oh, and, yeah. No, you know? No. Just didn't it just become, they just became IG official. And they announced it, their own podcast. So I don't know what the podcast is about. Ooh. How to cheat on your spouse. Like, I'm just like, woo.
It can't be cheating if you're not happy. That's a message. Honestly, I'm joking. Big jokes. That is not what I believe. I'm just saying, according to them, that seems to be their rhetoric.
Well, you know, you should have prefaced that a different way.
Speechless.
Because I was speechless. Because I'm like, huh? I mean, as long as you're unhappy, I guess it makes sense.
I mean, clearly. I mean, they were both very much married. And then they were no longer married to whoever they were married to. And now they're official with each other. It's safe to say. Mm-hmm. Breaking news. They've moved on. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
I'm
cool with that. Take it away. You know what happened in February?
Oh, February. Well, February was interesting.
Not the big saw.
because you know every month was some BS. But well, I mean, in happier news, Rihanna did cover the Super Bowl halftime performance. Ooh. And she revealed that she's having another lick of one. Now, the performance itself, mixed reviews.
It was great for a pregnant girl, so I don't know why.
I don't
it was
think
mixed
that's
reviews.
Why people were complaining. Because she revealed she was pregnant at the end. No one really knew before, unless
it don't matter.
There were some hints. It's the thing is, for me, it was very like, I think I was expecting more. And she gave us just enough. And I guess that's cool because it's Rihanna at the end of the day. And that's me.
I'm not even trying to bust the bubble, but Rihanna's not a performer per se, I would say. She's definitely an artist. Like, you can't expect her to be on her head top every single time. Like, I think people wanted that at the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
To be fair, she hasn't performed in years. So, I mean, it's not to say she was rusty. It was just like, I guess it was like, oh shit, Rihanna's back. And she's like, nah, not really. I'm just about to hit record.
I'm here to collect this check. I'm collecting this check and moving on. Y'all gonna sit down. And my last album was my last album. Full stop.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's just like, all right, well, did we need this? The world may never know.
It was just enough.
In other February news.
I enjoyed the breadcrumb.
In other February news, Clemson University was selling cookies based on race. I can only imagine how much sales that resulted in. Maybe they sold black and white cookies to only biracial people. And then
why
does that work?
Like, why? My thing is like, why? Like, how?
Actually, it's
how?
Very clever.
You think so?
Like, race based cookies.
How many layers and levels of people have to go through this to approve it? Like, it has to go through a whole bunch of meetings for them to say, hey, we about to do chocolate chip cookies plus nuts and make it a biracial child cookie. Like, no. How can we? What about white chocolate macadamia nut? Where does that lie in? Like, there's so many different avenues that this can go down the hill, and it did. It got a lot of backlash for it. People weren't happy about it. Because one, I think they also changed the different prices based on the cookies. So maybe...
Oh, I think they were trying to do like a social experiment and it went wrong. But they needed the proper marketing company to like race cookies. I think if you really workshop that, that's lit. Big lit for me. But
okay,
didn't do it right. So that's their problem. Speaking of food, schools serving chicken and watermelon for lunch during Black History Month. This is when you get food and racism wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say, depending on where the chicken and watermelon came from, but we all know what school lunch is giving. So that was already a double homicide as far as I was concerned.
Double homicide.
I personally would be offended in two ways. But, you know, that's what that is.
I am happy to say I've never gotten chicken or waffles, chicken or watermelon during lunch ever.
I personally don't love watermelon. School lunch chicken, questionable. But for them to throw those shits two together with the chocolate milk and other shit, I'm just like, no. It's not even because it's racist. It's just not healthy. You know what I mean? multiple errors were made that day. Also, LeBron breaks the NBA record of scoring and beating Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So that's good for King James.
That was a big thing. They were definitely
sports, yeah.
Well, yeah, if a fan of sports, Bron is the greatest. He's the king. He broke the all-time scoring record, NBA. I didn't even know that was a thing until this year. And the fact that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had it for that long, we also should give him his flowers as well, too.
Yes. Even though those flowers, at the time he got them, are now expired. But yes, we should just re-give him the flowers since, you know, the other ones are probably wilted.
Bloop. If he come after you.
Speaking of flowers, or lack thereof, R. Kelly got sentenced to 20 years back in February as well. So, you know, that's a huge Black History moment for all of us. Unfree R. Kelly is the hashtag for me.
I don't think that's a thing.
Well, it's better than free R. Kelly, so unfree him. If that's how he makes someone less free, I don't know. But for R. Kelly's concerns, yeah, that's a thing. Let's march into March, Roby.
Okay.
What is March giving?
March was definitely giving. Apparently, Travis Scott allegedly, quote unquote, punched a bouncer in the NYC club after an appearance. And for me, that was something that does not sound right. Because who are you to be going around punching a New York City bouncer like you're not going to get laid out on the streets?
I can't imagine Travis Scott even having the physicality to doing that. But then again, who am I to judge based on size? But I mean, yeah, that was a wild altercation at the time. I'm sure it was. Let's see.
I mean, it's basically after his concert, I think, and all the backlash that he got, even with Kylie and his concert and everyone, you know, passing away. Why would you go ahead in 2023 at the beginning of the year trying to put your hands on someone for whatever reason it is? I'm just saying, if I were him or if I were an artist, I would just have my entourage around me all the time. So there'll be multiple layers of people in between me before I get upset or something else is tacked on to my name. So,
yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But hey, I mean, I guess he got away with it because he's doing A-okay. So, I mean,
thank God for Sicko Mode and Astroworld, because he would have been down the drain.
Yikes. And I mean, even at some point, you know, that whole, was that this year or last year, that whole wild stampede happened at his concert?
That was last year. That's what I'm saying. All the casualties and people passing away. Why would you set yourself up for the next year to try to insinuate that you have some kind of physical altercation of any kind? People hate you already. I would be God's gift to earth.
As they say, violence begets violence.
Ooh. So, you know. It was allegedly, so.
Oh, hasn't been. Sorry. Yes. Alleged violence begets alleged violence. let's jump into April. On personal news, I got married in April. That was a vibe. Ooh! That was a moment. So you got to start off with the pinnacle there. But in the sense of like world shit, this Angela Reese LSU story and G-Unit wave. I heard about it, didn't know too much, but sounded like a lot going on.
There was a lot of drama on the court with that because, you know, LSU were definitely one of the leading basketball ladies. And I don't remember the young lady's name. You know her name from the opposing team?
Not off the top of my head.
But she was a white girl. And apparently she always went around. I really wish I could remember her name.
The story is starting to slowly recollect.
Right. So she used to go around and doing the G-Unit Tony Yayo wave to everybody after she like scored.
You can't see me, John Cena type situation.
Well, maybe and it was then, John Cena for her.
Okay. Yes. But yeah, she got in trouble for antagonizing the other team when a white girl did it
multiple times. Exactly. Yeah,
so that was some bull crap. And everybody definitely dragged the team for that bullshit.
That was good for her. That's good for her. Now she's doing Amazon commercials, commercials. She's winning right now. So
that's what I'm talking about.
You know, even if they try to bring her down, she rose above it.
As a black woman will, because Chance the Rapper winning in Carnival, we all saw that clip. You know him busting a lick of wine, as they say,
and that was very bad.
Well, the socials definitely got on him, but personally for me, I don't think he did anything extraneously wrong, unless
I definitely don't.
His wife. You know, in person or blatantly.
I think that was harmless. He ain't even do a joke. Not a joke or a stab.
If it was a joke, then I would say, Whoa, Chance. You're taking too much chances now, pun intended. But he didn't. He didn't even joke. So I feel like everybody had to relax at that point. Then Biden announced his reelection. Yay.
How do you feel about that? Not yay.
considering what happened later in the year, as of recently, I'm not exactly excited. I'm not on Team Biden. Unlike last year or whatever year he was elected, where it was like, go Joe. Now I'm just like, no Joe, personally. But, you know, we knew what we were getting ourselves into when we didn't vote for Trump. So it's not to say we were exactly getting the better of options. It was just better than, you know, I'm no political pundit, but okay, cool.
I guess. Okay.
Right. What was May giving?
Oh, well, in May it's always Maying. So, there
Okay.
was a concert with the Lovers and Friends Festival, and Usher and Chris Brown were,
Again.
that's
Sorry.
right. That those were two words, and I know that song. Usher and Chris Brown are there to perform, right? And apparently they had a fight at Chris Brown's Usher party in Las Vegas. And apparently somebody got mollywopped. I don't know who, but all of this is alleged because we really don't know what happened unless you're really there. But that took social media by storm. People were saying Usher should not be getting into any physical altercations with Chris Brown. He was just trying to get in the way from Chris Brown fighting someone else. That's the story that they want to produce, and we don't know. We don't really know. I condone no fighting, but I condone a defending yourself situation. I don't want to just see people fight. If that's the case, you go watch boxing or whatever. They have organized games for that. They have that slap boxing. People like that shit. That's the truth. People like to see people fight. But I wouldn't condone, especially, at a concert with a whole bunch of artists that people want to see, and then there's a rift in between. Because historically, when there is beef between artists, it's usually fatal in the end sometimes. So I am not for that at all. So.
Now, I know that at the end of the day, we are covering ourselves, quote unquote, by saying allegedly, but there's sometimes where allegedly needs to be thrown out the window. He did that
Why
shit.
you
No, I mean, come on. Like, yo, we say allegedly, oh, we weren't there, you don't know what happened, but come on. I think we can use context clues to conclude what actually happened. And we'll touch on allegedly later in the episode as we go through these months. But I'm just saying, in certain cases, allegedly, we gotta stop just throwing that on like a croutons on a salad. You know what I mean?
So
That's
you would
just me.
believe if somebody just said something without.
No, I'm not saying I'll just blindly believe, but it's just like based on patterns and past behaviors, it's like, you just gotta make a educated conclusion. That's all I'm
I hear
saying.
you. I hear you. Also, in May, I don't know if you watch basketball, but Memphis Grizzlies point guard Ja Morant, he was suspended from the NBA. He started waving his gun on his Instagram live.
Bang, bang,
That's
bang,
not
bang.
that is not alleged. That was definitely, you got yourself in a situation. You
You see what I mean?
throwing up what you like. Why would I don't understand. Like he was suspended before. And he got what did he get? I think he got suspended like about eight times before or something like that. And he didn't get any pay, and then still waving his gun around like
He's a madman. He's a madman. He doesn't care. He thinks he's
well,
untouchable. And he clearly got touched because he got suspended. So good job.
do you think that him doing that is also detrimental to like the young people who are looking up to him and saying that now everything is social media ran. We all can just do whatever we want to, or we can threaten people idly with a gun online. I think that's such a coward way to do things. Like I'm not saying going out and shoot somebody, but you gotta be like one time I was speaking to my father about like domestic violence, and I'm like, any guy who says that he wants to hit you, that's premeditated. Like you don't know what's going on. Like why would you want to wave a gun and then say, oh, I'm not going to do anything about it, blah, 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 I'm crazy. And then all of a sudden in the news, oh, this guy shot someone. You're going to say, yeah, you did it on purpose because you out here waving your gun on live, and letting people know, hey, I got a gun. Don't come at me. I'm going to come at you. Boom.
I
That's not a
mean,
way of protecting yourself.
I feel in this guy's case, because keep in mind, these things are recorded, but on top of that, the court system is also going to be looking at these things, right? It's just like in case, there's like a criminal case that comes about or whatever it gets to be, it's like people give themselves or people give the courts their own evidence for their crime. And I just can't fathom why people don't think, yo, if I'm waving my AK on Instagram Live and multiple people, thousands or whatever, could see it, how do I not think, oh, probably an officer of the law or some other official of some authority is not going to see this? I just can't fathom people's thoughts processes when it comes to these things. So, I mean, unfortunately, I say he deserved whatever came to him. I don't feel any remorse, because you have to be wild to be brandishing a firearm on a live
That's
platform.
Crazy. That's it's crazy. Just, and who do created you live? See? Why is live created? Like,
do people not see like privacy things, like, oh, for friends only? Or
live should be whatever. Stuck to live TV only. We cannot just keep giving civilians live, because look at what's happening. Look at what's happening.
Live programming at all.
Look at what is happening.
I think people think live equates to untouchable, and that's clearly not how live programming works. But speaking of live and unalive, let's move to June. Perfect segue.
June was June-ing. Go ahead, Dixie.
What does that mean? Yes, June was June-ing because that submersive submarine, the submersive submarine, wow, that's an oxymoron, the submersive tank imploded, and all those rich people went bye-bye. Now, the reason why everyone was going in on this is because why would you and other people go 50,000 leagues under the sea for no reason? For what purpose? For what goal? For what gain? So allegedly, now we can use alleged, allegedly they went to go check out the Titanic. But if you were to turn on Netflix.com and go straight to the movie, you'd find out everything you need to know about the Titanic. Why would you then need to DIY your own excursion? I don't feel sorry for these people either. This is another example of capitalism and money gone wrong.
This wasn't good at all. Ocean Gate or something like that.
Yes, Ocean Gate was the name of the.
A rinky dink like submarine, right? Like if that happened in the movie, I feel like the hero would save them in the movie. Whatever, like somebody would like Meg or something. You would go down and try to save people, but you just put this thing together and then you charge all of these people this money. But I guess people with money think they have power and are invincible, because I'm sure nobody thought that this would have collapsed on itself.
Yeah, not at all. The same way rich people want to like go to the moon, or not go to the moon, but go to space and fly around the stratosphere. This is the same way these people decided, instead of going up, we're going to go down. And well, they didn't come back up. So there's that. And
did they even test it? Did they test it? I don't remember the story exactly.
Who knows what
I feel like this wasn't tested at all.
But if they did test it, the answer is, well, it didn't work. So there is that.
It's your girl, R to the OV.
It's your boy, Vixen J.
And if you are interested in being a guest on our show, please email us at SOPHIGpodcast@gmail.com.
And we definitely look forward to having you on the show.
You're going to be on the spot.
So come join the hot seat and get a little ratchet with us.
It's a fist of ratchet.
Hey.
All right. What else was crack-a-lacking in June?
Yeah, so colleges can no longer take race into consideration for granting admissions. This was a big topic because, affirmative action, everyone was definitely against it, but there was a reason why affirmative action was put into place in the first place, because of the Jim Crow era, because of slavery, because of constantly putting Black people down. So now in 2023, in June, they pulled a reverse Uno and said, hey, now you can't use race anymore. But before we could, now we're going to make things fair, but now we're taking things back again. So it's wild.
I mean, why? It's like, all right, we weren't decent and then we became decent. And now, oh, fuck the decency. Now we're going back to like the way
it's real life Hunger Games. So
it very much is. Which sidebar, I saw the latest movie, Immaculate, but that's neither here nor there. The point being
that's nice.
The whites want this country to go back to a previous version. And I just don't understand why. I guess they feel like, oh, it's becoming too progressive. and too liberal. So we want to go back to the good old days of Jim Crow and other forms of discrimination where we keep them back. They've gotten too much ahead. So now we have to hold them back by, you know, implementing these type of rules. But yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, colleges have decided to reverse this. It's, you know, it's hard enough to get into college with merit and stuff alone. So just any advantage that students could have is a good day.
It's not an advantage. They can't. They can't take race into consideration anymore. It used to be an advantage for us, but now they can't. So even if you're an Indian American, even if you're Black American, it doesn't matter. They're just going to base it based on performance only, and they think that's fair. But again, you don't realize that's what I'm saying. They're doing the reverse Uno thing. Like it's here we like it, here we don't like it, here we like it again. Like it's very confusing. And the problem was because a lot of people of color come from a lot of socioeconomic disadvantages. This is why that platform was created. Now they're taking it back and say it's mainly based on grades, but everybody doesn't get taught the same. School isn't standardized across the continental US, and now you're trying to just say grades are the only thing that matter when you're applying to colleges, which is still unfair because what is taught in New York is not taught in Kentucky. So,
yeah, and generally just the education system is imbalanced as it relates to how people are considered. And as I said, merit-based versus other things, it's not just merit alone that should be able to get people to college. There's so many other circumstances that factor and play a role depending on where you live, your race, you know, other economic statures. So yeah, it's really wild how they decided to roll that back. I mean, between this and Roe versus Wade, as I said, they're trying to take the country back years of progression, and it's nuts.
Okay, moving on to July. What a month. I want to start off with this because this girl gave me life for the whole month. So we all know that there was a missing Black young lady who saw a toddler on the highway, dropped her wig, made a phone call allegedly about a missing white toddler, and ended up missing for, you know, a few days. As we all know, it's Carly. She lied about it. She made everything bad. I mean, I know we had a Black and brown girl missing episode, and we were talking about how police don't put enough effort into finding our, you know, our sisters whenever they're missing or any kind of trafficking goes on. So when that happened, everyone was on it. Police, family, boyfriend, everybody just came together collectively, and I loved that for us. But in the end, it turned out to be a false story. So that just set us back. So next time someone goes missing, it did. It set us back.
I agree. Yes.
Somebody Black or, you know, Black or brown, they go missing, a female, they're not going to take it seriously now just because of this one girl who decided to just get attention from her man who wasn't giving it to her. When I don't get attention from a man, I don't do all of that. I cry. You I just go stay ghost. At home and cry. I drink some wine. You know, I do the relative maladaptive things in my life. You know, those are kind of, you know.
You block him. You don't go missing. What's the difference?
I'm like, oh no, there's no episode this week. Rovi's gone. Like, what the fuck? Like, no one's going to go and do that. So, you know, for me, that was just the biggest thing, that it was a letdown, but collectively everyone got together. I applauded that for us.
I mean, they got together, yes, because obviously Black girls missing matter, but unfortunately, you know, people spent their PCO on this chick that was just trying to, you know, scam everybody. It's just unfortunate. Finesse.
Pull out the big finesse. Also, Keke Palmer's, we'll still get more into that as the year goes on, but this was just the beginning. I didn't know it was going to go this far, but we're going to talk about it more in the next couple of months. But Keke went to Usher's concert and had a grand old time, and her baby's father Darius decided to say, hey, you're a mom, what are you doing, via Twitter again, instead of talking to his homeboy, his homegirls, a friend, his mom, his diary, or even putting it in his notes. Something. He just went off and was just like, hey, you a mom, what you doing? Why are you wearing that? Why are you having a good time? And granted, you know, if you get jealous of your partner, so be it. you tell your partner these things. I don't know what it is. I'm not diagnosing anything.
As we will learn, it was more than jealousy. It was clearly a toxic, you know, abusive style relationship. But the seeds of it, where he was talking about on some, oh, yo, why are you out here being a woman having fun, especially with Usher Raymond? You know, it's just like, come on, bro, relax.
Right. Like, that's a crush. You're you
and that's Usher. The two just...
And he's so much older than... Well, you know what? I'm not going to say nothing. It don't matter. That's your crush. Like, it's like me saying, oh my God, B2K, I love it. I'm going to go back on stage or whatever and do whatever. And that's it. The fantasy. People love that shit. People love a good fantasy. I'm sure Keke Palmer wasn't trying to say, I want to sleep with Usher. But I don't know what goes on in that girl's head. But I am 1,000% sure that as a Virgo, vice president of the Virgo Society, she was not trying to get with Usher.
No, that's all I'm saying. Just trying to have a good time. Yeah.
And this was also big too. Cardi B throws a mic at a fan after she got water spilled on her. You think that's justifiable?
That sounds about Cardi. I
mean, sounds about.
This Cardi. Is not really breaking news. Sounds about Cardi. Yes, they deserved it because you're messing with Cardi B. You know what I mean? I just feel like, first of all, Cardi has a great throwing arm. So that alone should
already... I think she played softball in the past, something.
Yeah, yeah. Don't mess with Cardi's throw. It's on point. But on top of that, it's like, you know, fans in general, as of recently, have been getting big bold about throwing shit on stage to performers. So I do not blame any performer that lashes out or retaliates, because at the end of the day, you have paid money, which makes you a bozo. You've paid money to come to the show to then throw something and assault the performer at hand. Yes, you deserve all the hands that are caught on you, period.
I recently saw something as I was scrolling. I don't even know the artist's name. I think he was like a local artist. But it was a Black man and he was performing on stage, and a girl went and just reached out and grabbed his dick through his pants. Yeah, just very sexually assaulted. And he like paused for a minute and it looked like he wanted to slap the shit out of her. And I was like, don't do it. Like, even though I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. He walked off like it felt uncomfortable. Like he didn't even want to perform anymore. Right. But these fans, especially, you know, they feel as though that they can do anything they want. Like, again, it's the fantasy type of. Yeah, it's the fantasy of it. Like, he's still a person. Like, you wouldn't want some, like, if she was on stage, if a guy decided to grab her pussy, it would be a problem all over. We would know this guy's name. The fact that we don't even know this girl's name, like, it would be all over the place, you know. But again, fans, just check yourselves. I mean, I'm going to go to Burna Boy's concert, but I'm going to still check myself. You don't believe
at least
that?
At least you'll ask. No, damn. You.
Wow.
Okay. At least you'll ask. That's a compliment. Okay.
So what we got for August then?
Donald Trump indicted on RICO charges. Nothing unsurprising. You know, man's already started a freaking coup back in the day, or back in those years. This is no surprise that, you know, he's brought up on charges. As we are recording this right now, he's still dealing with legal issues, as rightfully he should.
Is he running? So he's running again, right?
He is running, but then he's also on trial and, you know, some decisions are going to be made soon. So it's just like, you know, not a great year for Donald Trump, and thank goodness it isn't, because, you know, he doesn't deserve anything, really, except jail time. Clank, clank, lock him up. Speaking of locked up, Tory Lanez also in the slammer. It seems to be that August is the year of jail, because, you know, even Tory Lanez also got locked the fuck up and out of here. So yeah, good for him. The little Meech Summer Walker situation, Summer Walker, poor girl. I just want her, want life to be better for her. I don't know.
Everybody's talking about his cousin. His cousin, he helped his cousin after they had their like 12,000th breakup, helped his cousin up the stairs deliver groceries, and everybody went wild because it was one bag of groceries.
Ridiculous. And madness.
Walking in, I don't know who it was recording this, walking in to his alleged cousin. I have to start saying alleged all the time now. And everybody went into a frenzy. So apparently, and then it was a running joke. Oh, if anybody cheats on someone, are you helping them with their groceries? Remember when groceries was just about eating ass? Nah, ain't about that
Now
no more.
it's about incompetence. Oh gosh. You know, I really wish people would just stick to one definition and keep it moving.
Well,
And
that's not
yeah.
what you Gen Zers do.
Oh, yeah. speaking of conflicts and confrontations, the ever historic Montgomery brawl happened in August as well, where we saw a bunch of Black people band together for a good cause to beat the bricks out of these privileged white folk down in Montgomery. Love to see it. We were all in unison. If Black History Month could be switched to August for that reason alone, I would not
It
be mad
was the
because
hat for me.
they lift every fist and swang, okay?
It was the hat for me. It was the
Yeah.
foldable chair for me. It was
Iconic
everything.
moments. Iconic merch. I mean, those type of nuggets we don't deserve, but are very much needed. So shout outs to Aquaman and all those other people
Oh my
involved.
goodness.
You guys deserve the keys to the city as far as I'm concerned,
You know
because
he
a
got locked
servitude
up
from that day.
recently. He definitely he, they yeah, they got him on the charges.
They'll pay
But
his bond.
yeah.
He won't be in there for long. Unlike Tory and
But
Donald Trump. He won't be there for long.
oh
Yeah,
Lord.
there's some people that deserve and others that don't. So,
Okay. Yeah, he
but
didn't
yeah,
deserve it at
let's
all.
at all. No, quite the hero, one would say. But let's go to September. Maybe September was getting a little bit better. Who knows?
So in September, we saw, our good friend Krishan. She finally gave birth to her son, and I guess she didn't
Yay.
really know how to handle him in a trolley in store. So I guess he was in Walmart just being dangled, and a lot of people got at her for that because, he just been born, a newborn. Head was dangling, feet were all over the place. And she got on Instagram and telling, this is her first time being a new mom, and she felt like she would have got more support from other Black women. Don't do that.
Another
And
episode of Live Gone Wrong.
she's coming from a very, non-supportive background. So she doesn't really know what she's doing, but she thought people would band together. And I get that. I get that because it's hard, because clearly Blueface is not claiming her, wasn't claiming the child for a while. And it, quote unquote, she says she's doing it on her own. So people were just getting at her for that. I mean,
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
despite the shenanigans, they just need to give her some grace. Like the people who are not moms speaking up about her being a mom, shut up, go somewhere. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Okay, October seems like, we got a lot to say.
October was the year of beef. I'll call October the year of beef. Well, between Jada and Will Smith, personally, I did not want to follow the story for too long because at this point,
Why?
I don't, because
You don't. Everything that I
I
wanted to
don't
know,
care.
everything I
I
wanted
don't
to know, I
care.
did not want to know. And I feel bad because she's making a name for Virgo women, and it's
I
not good at
mean,
all.
all right, Will slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. Fantastic. That was a
But
moment. It's
nothing.
over. Now, for nothing, apparently. Now
But
people are complaining,
nothing.
oh, they were never even separated. That's still his wife. What? And I'm just like,
Well,
why do we care about their marital status so much? It's not just, she didn't say, yo, Will, you better go smack that nigga or else. Nobody provoked him. He did it upon his own
somebody
initiative.
probably got in his ear and was like, yo, you need to prove yourself even before
I
all of that.
guess, but why is that? Why do we care that? I mean, Jada came out with that book as well, her tell-all. But why do we care?
Which is on the Times
Not
bestseller
married to
list.
her.
No, people like it because it's on the Times bestseller list. People
I'm
are
sure it is.
want it. They are eating it up. I will eat
Yum,
it.
yum, yum. People love the tea. I understand. But you're not married to Jada. Why do you care? Will and Jada are still taking pictures. They still have their little
Yeah,
family
but
moments.
in spite of all the negative talks behind it, I applaud the fact that they are a united front, and that's a
Of
lot
course.
of respect for that, because a lot of people don't do that. They just
Yeah.
go against their partner. That's your partner. Y'all said y'all gonna do this together. Move as one. Two becomes one. When you don't become a united front, even at the end of the day, somebody was talking about something. She pointed out the camera, was like, we're going to sue you. We suing you. Will Smith was supposed to be sleeping with Dwayne. Like, we suing you.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh. Speaking of more beef, DJ Wackademics and Saucy Santana.
That killed me.
You know,
who you think will win in a fight? Who you think will win in the fight?
Every single time. Saucy will wipe the floor. Wipe the floor with that fucking chipmunk looking nigga. I just, Wackademics has to be very careful. He is so lucky he hasn't been touched properly yet. I'm not talking about in a soft caress way. He's very lucky because his mouth, he has a lot of checks he can't cash in more ways than one.
Not Saucy got the hands.
Hands, feet, hips, and
fisticuffs.
Yeah. I was going to say something wild, but I stopped myself.
Pull it back.
The point being is, Wackademics needs to watch himself because Saucy got the time.
They sure do.
Speaking of more beefing, Drake it and Joe Budden, get at it.
Joe always beefing with somebody.
I don't really fucks with Joe like that anymore, personally. Not allegedly, personally. Used to, but not anymore. So Drake and Joe Budden going back and forth, reading each other for filth. I mean, it's just like, all right, it's literally the Spider-Man meme, which is ironic because Drake has that song, First Person Shooter, with J. Cole, and they had a Spider-Man meme moment in the music video. But literally, it was both of them pointing at each other saying, yo, what's wrong with you? And they're both on some bullshit. So, I mean, I guess whoever side you're on, the answer is you're on the wrong side. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter as far as I'm concerned. Taylor Swift is dating another person, Travis Kelce. And that got the black girls hot because it's like, how dare he date one of our queens and go back to that snow bunny? And I'm just like, yo, white people are going to white in this case. Y'all don't know that Caucasian and his situation. So yeah, let those two little...
He might really like her. I don't know.
And if he does, then great. That's fine. You know, let those two people have fun and do their little TikTok stuff or date or kiss. I don't know or care what they do, but yeah, they're dating. And it's sadly, as I said, black girls were mad because obviously Travis code switched his personality to fit Taylor's.
What is he a little bit more country, a little less R&B?
He's went back to his roots. He's went back to his roots, and I'm not talking about Kuta Kente. Okay. So you know they're always going to revert back to their own default settings.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what it comes down to. November, hey, give us what.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, November is giving a lot. Dwight Howard, I just wanted to start off with that. He is a total mess with his alleged extracurricular activities. That's the best way I can say it. But what really took me for a loop was when he was online, and I wanted to ask you this, if it was like 500K or something or dinner with him, and everybody was just going wild. They're like, you can't trick me. This is a date rate. What would you take? Would you take the money or would you take the date with him? Like,
money every single time.
Why? You don't want to get some knowledge based from Dwight Howard or you know some experience?
Dwight Howard doesn't scream wealth of information for me. I'll take the money and he's my best friend. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, dang, I think a lot of people took the money. Nobody really wants to talk to him or be around him. Wow.
Look, if people were willing to, I mean, outside of that whole Jay-Z 50K, you know, I think people at this point would rather take the money than
I'd probably take the money too, because it's very unpredictable with him. I don't think I want to be in a closed space.
The money would definitely last longer than the experience, for sure.
Of course, November is one of my favorite holidays, Thanksgiving. But of course, Keith Lee had to come down on, you know, some restaurants in Atlanta.
Hey, Keith, baby.
And just shook everyone during the holiday season. So a lot of Atlanta restaurants were definitely on, you know, on edge because he was going around with his family, just doing regular schmegular, just restaurant reviews. And a lot of the Atlanta restaurants got a lot of bad critiques. Majority of them, no food, long wait times, closing early, opening after 10, requiring a cover charge to sit down and eat at a restaurant. And you have to pay for, like, I guess, hookah or drinks if you get a table. So it's like club, restaurant, is it really given? Is it not given? What's going on?
Yeah, what
but
Keith
Lee came in and just tried to regulate everyone. And I was here for it. I didn't see the vision at the time that it was around Thanksgiving, but I understood why he did it at that time, to just get everyone in check so we can either have some good holiday meals leaning forward towards the holiday season.
Yes. And the thing is, for me, is like, yo, at the end of the day, Keith Lee is simply trying to promote good customer service and common decency. And I feel like everyone's like, yo, my nigga, you really trying to stage shit up right now. And I'm just like, why? How is the bar set so low that y'all think someone who is trying to call out these restaurants for being on some bullshit is doing the most? It's duffy behavior as far as I'm concerned. Very confusing too. Because wouldn't you want your restaurant stands Keithley to be good so people give good reviews, so people keep coming back? Why would you want to be on some bullshit? And this is why we were saying the other day, supporting black business shouldn't mean supporting black bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new mantra. So
okay.
Keith stepped in and gave AT the L. And that's that.
Okay. And at the end of the end, very tip end, going into December of November, we have Diddy and Cassie, you know, that's very big news now, you know, with the allegations and the turnaround time of
You're using the A word again. Allegations. It's actualizations.
I'm just saying that to protect my name.
Diddy did. Sorry.
You know, there's so many.
Let me take it on behalf of both of us. He did that shit, period. I'm going on record.
Okay.
SUE us if you need to. But I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Man's settled rapidly fast with that suit.
Too fast.
And then man's stepped his way on down revolt. Come on, bro. I mean,
he also got demoted from the school in Harlem that he helped build and maintain. And also a lot of other people are coming out saying there's nobody that's really in support or in favor of Diddy saying, oh no, he didn't. Everyone is just like kind of hush about it. So there could be so many other speculations. I saw something recently about Aaron Hall as well too, allegedly doing things the same way with his girlfriend who he didn't know at the time. She was 16. And only knew that she was 16 when he booked a plane ticket for her to go to Jamaica with him to do God knows what. And until they got to the counter, she could not get on the flight because she was underage and she needed a consent from her parent and or a letter or something like that. And he didn't know it then, but he didn't stop there. I think she became his baby's mom or something. I'm not entirely sure of the whole story, but he was also involved with the allegations with Diddy back in the day. So now that all the rumors coming out is giving very Murdoch, you know, coming back out with a whole bunch of like sexual allegations. I know everybody's talking about his sexuality and what. So Diddy is just coming on strong. Young Miami's not saying anything. Everyone's very hush hush. Don't know, but all I know is that anytime I send a meme now to my friends with Cassie, just know that I want my money back right now.
Wowzer. Big wowzer.
Merry Christmas to Cassie. She did it.
At the end of the day, the law for people to, you know, file a claim or file a suit got expired. She did what she had to do. She got something out of it. It's unfortunate that she went through what she went through. Let's not dismiss that. You know, any type of, it's giving Black Me Too. And I feel like, you know, especially people in the hip hop industry, Diddy and others, the roosters are coming home. The chickens are coming home to roost. Wowzer. I knew what I was trying to say. But yeah, no, it's just wild how, you know, people like Diddy and other people of power, you know, get away with these things. And, you know, Cassie deserves better, but she got money and, you know, bless her for that. But yeah, man, the cobwebs or the secrets are coming out the bag. So we're going to be hearing a lot more claims coming out in the next couple months for sure.
You don't think it'll end in December?
Nah, it's carrying on. It's rolling over to 2024.
Yeah, well, I'm here for it and more. The end of Diddy yet. I'm here for it and more.
We have not heard the end of Surviving Diddy just yet.
Not so Surviving Diddy. Surviving Puff Daddy. Puffing on.
Oh, sorry.
Puffing on the alligator.
Yeah, so that was pretty much a year in a rapid review. Other things we missed. 7 years of the pod happened September. Pop up for us. If you live online, Spotify had its Wrapped recently. We put out ours. So thanks to all the followers that we got this year. Appreciate y'all. The growth is growthing. We evolved a little bit, but we still appreciate everyone listening and sharing. That was dope. And yeah, this is the last show of the year. And as I said, I'm glad this year is personally going to be over and waiting for the new year. Me and you will plan what that looks like. But yeah, I appreciate all y'all for real. What about you, Rose?
I appreciate everyone, my friends, anyone who's ever reposted, anyone who's ever liked, anyone who's ever commented, anyone who's ever sent an email or a DM. You guys, it doesn't go unnoticed. We do have some big things in the future. Again, just continue to support. You know, we are just here to just make sense out of everyday nonsense.
That's the tagline, baby.
Again, I'm just happy to just evolve and grow. Love that we are getting a lot of static, a lot of people who are just noticing. And, you know, like my friends are just definitely saying they enjoy the fact that we talk about topics that aren't usually discussed. So that's a very big, you know, selling point for me. So I appreciate my friends for that.
All right. Yeah, word. Thank you to all the friends of ours that listen, support, share. Truly appreciate y'all. And yeah, that is 2023, allegedly. I think that's going to be the title of this episode. Yeah, thank you all so much for the support. And yeah, we'll see y'all in the new year. Don't do anything wild like we wouldn't do on New Year's and other.
I'm wilding out.
I need y'all to survive to see us in 2024, okay?
That's I'm going
to
be there too. I'll be the other end of the spectrum. I'm wilding out.
Don't go missing like some black girls that we know.
I'm just going to call the cops and say my wig is on the floor and I'll be found.
All right. And on that note, once again, ta-ta! Thank you guys for listening. Y'all know where to find us, social media, emails, y'all know the vibes. And yeah, see y'all next year.
See ya.
Say goodbye, Ruby.